if we're talking about white people, they're not very well off, and they're not very well educated, and, you know, especially the ones that are kind of good for nothing and lazy and everything, do you have a term for those, or have heard people call them something? You heard of poor whites or poor white trash?
I've heard of poor whites or poor blacks, so like that, but
so-and-so redneck?
I heard that when the first time, you know where the first time I heard redneck?
What was that?
I won't tell you, the first time it ain't been a whole lot of years ago. The first time I heard the name redneck was at Charles Henderson High School. And I happened to be working there. And they had been to the teachers had been to a pep rally. And one of the teachers came back and she was talking about how, you know, they carried on and how they was talking, calling, saying redneck, the different English they were using at the pep rally. And I was saying redneck, and I wondered, what was that? I really didn't know they were talking about people. Mm-hmm. And they said redneck, I really did.
Yeah. It's usually somebody, you know, that's not very intelligent.
Well, see, that's the point I've always felt like, and this is the way I see it today.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime a person fails to show that they are intelligent, they are sad that the way they act. If you act intelligent, people are subject to call you anything.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And you bring it on yourself.
Really?
You bring it on yourself. An intelligent person, and one thing I thank God for, you don't have to have a great education to be intelligent.
That's for sure.
You might not have real first class language and talking all the time, but you can certainly be intelligent.
Mm-hmm. You can really be intelligent.
Because if every individual would think within themselves that, now I don't want to do anything to you, I don't want you to do to me.
Uh-huh.
That's the thing everybody should carry in their heart, baby. I don't want to do anything to anybody that I don't want them to do to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to hurt them in any way that I would want them to hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
If we do that, this will be a beautiful place to live.
Sure would. Everybody stop and think a little bit. Okay. If we were talking about somebody we knew that lived way out in the country, he might say about himself that, well, I don't know anything about city ways. I'm just an old
country boy.
Okay. Okay. Say that we were at a party and you looked at your watch and see it's about 11:30. Say, oh, we better be getting home. It's blank midnight.
We better be getting home. It's 11:30. It's midnight.
Okay. Or if it wasn't quite midnight, you might say it was
11:30.
Almost
midnight.
Okay. And we had a sleet storm or something. It was pretty icy. You might say, that ice is hard to walk on. I managed to keep my balance, but still, I
slipped.
Mm-hmm. Or you fell. Okay? Now someone's waiting for you, and they keep calling, will you be ready soon? He says, oh, I'll be with you in
a minute.
Okay? And if you're going somewhere, say you were going, like you went the other weekend, to Glen, and you know you're on the right road, but you're not sure how far you are away from Tupelo,
mm-hmm.
You might pull in a gas station and ask, how far is it to Tupelo? Okay? And if you were pointing something out to somebody, you'd call them over and you point and you'd say, you were going to show them something, you say, just come here and look at this. Okay? If you want to know how many times something was done or someone did something, you might say,